Welcome back. I'm Greg Skordas, your host this afternoon. We are talking with candidates for Utah's governor's race, which is coming up next year. We've had a very good run by our current governor and a very good, impressive run by his lieutenant governor, Spencer Cox, who's decided to jump into the race and who's got some fairly good traction. Lieutenant Governor Cox, I read that you had the intent of visiting all 248 incorporated cities and towns in Utah. Is that true? And if so, how's it coming?
That's correct, Greg. We made a commitment. Growing up in the small town of Fairview and living there, we never had candidates for governor visit us, and we wanted to make sure we did it differently. And my wife and I made the crazy decision to visit all 248 cities and towns. We have now been to 198. We only have 50 left, and it's been incredible. My only regret is that I didn't do it sooner. There are so many good things happening in places that most Utahns have never heard of, and it was remarkable to spend time with people in those places.
So what are people telling you? What are people telling you at these rural cities when you go down to Manti or to Richfield, which is where I understood you were this last week, or to Torrey? What are you learning from the people?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I live in those small towns, and so what I'm learning is that people too often are feeling forgotten, economically especially. We know that in much of rural Utah, the old economy is leaving us, and the new economy hasn't found us yet. And that's a struggle for people. Unfortunately, in some parts of Utah, we're seeing the results of that, those depths of despair as opioid addictions rise and unfortunately, suicide deaths are on the increase as well. And yet, what I also find are communities that are strong, working together to help one another. I mean, it really is about people knowing and loving and caring for their neighbors, and it's a great lesson for all of us. And that's not just in the small towns, of course. That's all across Utah. But that economic piece, the prosperity that we're seeing in the Wasatch Front, isn't reaching all parts of Utah yet.
Lieutenant Governor Cox, you've mentioned twice now that you live in the town of Fairview, which I think is in San Pete County, if I'm not incorrect. My wife and I have property down in Torrey. We're sensitive, as you are, to public lands, and there's a lot going on in this state right now. And I understand that your farm itself sort of borders public lands and that you graze on a BLM land. What do you see as your role as our next governor in dealing with the feds and dealing with public lands, especially given some of the contention that we've had in this state over the use of public lands and people encroaching, and how far are we going to go in allowing our federal government to either prevent us from going on those lands or to restrict what we can do?
Well, that's been one of the big disappointments to me over the past several decades, has been this change to a space where people are able to make a living off of these public lands, provide some sort of economic benefit while still preserving them. We get sucked into these debates where it's all or nothing, where it's really a false choice that we're facing. And what we found is that actually hasn't been good for it hasn't been good for the economy. We know that it hasn't been good for our rural communities. It also hasn't been good for our public lands. And so we're working much more closely now with the federal government. I believe this is the role of the governor, is to make sure that we understand, and that the federal government understands, how we can do this better. You're seeing these incredibly destructive, massive wildfires that are devastating the West. A lot of that is because of poor management of federal lands. And we're now, our friends in California who have historically been opposed to this are understanding that, hey, it actually is good to manage the forest. You can harvest some of the overgrowth and the timber that's in there and plant new trees and keep this cycle of regeneration growing in ways that are sustainable, instead of just letting the beetle kill. You know, these trees are dying. They then have no economic benefit. And what do we get? We get these massive wildfires that are worse for the environment than any of the stuff that man is doing out there. Bad for our air quality and all of these different things. And it doesn't have to be that way. way. We should say no to those false choices and make sure that we're working together to preserve open space, to preserve our public lands, which we all believe in. We've always been a public land state. We will always be a public land state. But that doesn't mean we have to exclude rural communities from having an economic benefit.
Mr. Lieutenant Governor, and we're interviewing Spencer Cox, candidate for governor. Under your leadership and with Gary Herbert, our state has really enjoyed some substantial growth. But that comes at a cost. And economically, we're the top of the list right now. But where do you see us going in the future? Where would you like us to go in your 4 or 8 years as governor in terms of taxes, in terms of our economy? And I know that this isn't something you can answer in 2 or 3 minutes, but where do you see us going?
Well, that's important. Look, there are going to be some challenges for whoever our next governor is. No question that those growth challenges are at the forefront. We have been the best economy in the country over the past 3 years, which is remarkable. Unemployment now at 2.7% and trending down. Growth is still at over 3%. And we've been under 4% unemployment now for 5.5 years. I mean, those are remarkable numbers and something that all Utahns should be proud of. Now, we've also been the fastest growing state since the last census, which means that there are more people coming here. And there's a very simple formula for this. Where we invest in infrastructure and infrastructure precedes growth and density, we will always be able to maintain a high quality of life. Where we have growth and density without the infrastructure, that's when we start to see a diminishing of quality of life. And so it's going to be critical working together with the legislature, working together with our local communities, that we invest in the right type of infrastructure in the right places so that we can sustain this growth. By the way, I should say, we are now top 10 for in-migration, people moving to Utah. But 60% of those people moving here to Utah are people who have lived here before. These are kids and grandkids coming back because we do have a job market where they can make a living because it is the most beautiful state and the best place to raise a family. That's bringing people back who grew up here. Those are our kids and grandkids. We want them back. We just have to make sure we're investing in the right way so that they can have a sustainable future.
So we're out of time, but I want to follow up anyway, and my producer's not very happy. But that's a great comment that you just made, Lieutenant Governor Cox. What are we going to do with the influx of people coming into this state? How do you intend to manage that? And you've just mentioned the regrowth of some people who are sort of coming back to Utah. But what about those that are coming here looking for opportunity? How do we manage them?
Well, again, so we've got to make sure we're investing in the right places and looking to the future. One example of this is Lehi and what we're seeing down there. It's tremendous. It's amazing. The freeway in Lehi was not supposed to be at capacity for another 8 or 9 years, and yet it was at capacity 2 years ago because of that explosive growth. We need to identify those areas and again, work very closely with local governments so that where we have invested in infrastructure, for example, around mass transit with track stations and front runner stations, that we make sure that the density is there so that we can move people from one place to another without overburdening our highways and byways and other infrastructure that is so important. Again, we can do this with careful planning, but it's going to take coordination between local governments and the state government and county governments, all of us working together. I think that's where we've had some lacking in the past. And my vision and my plan is to bring those people together with the experts so that we make sure that we can handle this growth in a positive way for all Utahns, those that are here and those that want to move back.
You've done such a wonderful job as our lieutenant governor. You have really distinguished yourself and your campaign, visiting all the cities in the state. I just think that's so admirable. I wish you the best of luck, and we'll certainly be watching this race closely, and we're glad you're in it, and I hope that you continue along the path that you're in.
Thank you, Greg. I look forward to talking with you again soon.
We'll be back.